You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN.
That's okay. We're fine. We got a lot to talk about. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class program here on KGYM, 319-366-1600 here on a Friday edition of the show. Welcome to the month of September. Great to have you aboard today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up here in just a moment or two. Isaac on the other side of the glass, burning the candle at both ends today. He was on with Todd this morning, serving as the Friday morning producer for the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, which you can hear weekdays 6:30 until 9 right here on 1600 ESPN, KGYM. And he's here in the afternoon as well on Friday. We got a lot to get to in the program today. We're going to have our first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Looking forward to that. Dave Alex is going to have his picks. Spencer will join us, Mark and I. And we'll give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Looking forward to that, as we will have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. And your predictions on the season for Iowa and Iowa State, college football, etc. We will take those as we get ready for Iowa, Utah State, and Iowa State and UNI. Those games coming up tomorrow. Iowa State, UNI, we've got it for you at 11 o'clock with the pregame just past 1 o'clock with the kickoff for that one right here on 1600 ESPN, KGYM. Again, that text line available to you at 319-366-1600. Phone line, same digits, 319-366-1600. As you come your way from the Circus Sports Iowa studios on a Friday, and as always, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. At DuPaco.com, learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DuPaco.com. Mark's joining me on a Friday. Happy September to you.
Thank you, Scott, and to you. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And, hey, a little illegal procedure never hurt anybody, right?
I hope this is not a precursor to what's going to happen in the month of September. Oh, my gosh. Hey, it happens. You hit the wrong button, and, you know, you move on. You move on with things. So we're going to move on with things here today. Hello, Isaac. Are you awake? Are you alive? Are you good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go. Got up 5 a.m., did Todd's show, ready for afternoon local shows today.
Nice.
Went back to Iowa City, went to the gym, then came back here, and then now
wow,
ready for the local shows.
So you went up, helped Todd, and then went back.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I did some homework, went to the gym. Now I'm back.
Homework in the first week? No, it's not the first week, is it?
No, it's the end of second week.
All right. You're fine then. That's good for you. Builds character out there. By the way, happy transfer deadline day to you in Europe today for soccer.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really seen anything super interesting. United did sign a player. He seems to be pretty good.
Is this like free agency for soccer?
It's more like trading for cash considerations is the best way to put it. Ooh. So, but like the cash considerations are like big dollars. So like the United player that they got, they paid Fiorentina, which is a team in Italy, $20 million to sign him. So the trading system is very different in Europe than it is how we imagine trades.
Is that euros or lira?
Euros. I'd be in euros.
I'm just messing with you. 319-366-1600 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And we've got to start, Mark, with the maybe at least for the moment anyway, I feel the final big piece of realignment that came down early this morning, getting up to the news that the ACC has officially reached out. They will now join the Big Ten in spanning this wonderful country from sea to shining sea, ladies and gentlemen, as Stanford and the Cal Golden Bears, both situated within, I don't know if it's earshot, eyesight, et cetera, the Pacific Ocean, are now next year proud members of the Atlantic Coast Conference, along with the SMU Mustangs from Dallas, as those three have been accepted by the ACC. And all this leaves left now is what's going to happen with Oregon State and Washington State. And I think that it's a 98.7% possibility. See if you agree with me that they are going to end up in the Mountain West.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but this move by the ACC is a very interesting one to me. Not, you know, it's a coast-to-coast conference situation these days. SMU joining a league for the first time since 1995 when it was a member of the Southwest Conference. It does not participate in any revenue sharing for 9 years, which I thought was interesting. And Stanford and Cal are going to get a reduced percentage. But nevertheless, you're almost to the point, if you're some schools, you don't want to be left out. Because right now, I see what you think, Scott, but are we at, or at least near, the formation of four super conferences? I mean, in 2024, the Big Ten and ACC are going to have 18 teams, the Big 12 and SEC, 16 apiece, at least of right now. What are your thoughts?
You're going to stay, I think, at four. The ACC, in my opinion, if Florida State was going to bolt, I think they would have bolted. And if they were going to take Clemson with them, I think they would have bolted before this ever happened. The Pac-12 officially date of death, September 1st, 2023, as far as the Conference of Champions is concerned. And just take a moment and think about that for a second. The Pac-8 became the Pac-10. Now it's the Pac-12. And it was not that long ago when the Pac-12 was going to absorb the Big 12. And now the Pac-12, just, what, maybe five years after that, is gone. It is gone. The Mountain West might as well just keep their name on their league. I see no other alternative for Oregon State and Washington State. Join the Mountain West. Do the best that you can there. Hey, if you start winning in everything in the Mountain West, then, hey, somebody's going to come calling for you at some point, especially with this fall sport that's going to be started in earnest coming up tomorrow. So that's the only thing I see. Pullman and Corvallis have absolutely no choice in the matter. They got to get in with Boise and Nevada and Utah State. Our good friends, the Aggies, who will be here tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City for an 11 o'clock kickoff, 11:03 kickoff, I beg your pardon, as they will be members of the Mountain West. You can't live as an independent unless you're Notre Dame, and even Notre Dame had to join up with the ACC to get their football schedule complete. There is no way on God's green earth that Oregon State and Washington State are going to be able to do that.
No, I don't think so. And if the Pac or the Big 12 and the SEC want to join the other two conferences and get to 18 teams, I think the Big 12 is more likely to add two than the SEC. Don't you?
Yeah, I would think, but why do it? Why do it? Who in the AAC is a viable candidate? I mean, Memphis at this point probably is the shining star there. You're not going out and getting Tulsa and people like that, right? It just doesn't make economic sense. None of this makes sense. It's all economic sense. We know that. Like they talked about at the top of the hour on SportsCenter. It's crazy. Mike Krzyzewski coming out today and basically blasting basketball, but he says pay for play. He's talking about NIL. Also talked a little bit about realignment, et cetera, et cetera. We could have used that logic, Mike, when you were still the head coach at Duke University, but I digress. 51-22 on the text line. The ACC is now the ACPCGCC. That's worse than OB, Odebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove.
Yeah, what is the ACC gaining from adding these three teams? SMU, I'm not sure.
Well, they get Dallas-Fort Worth. They get that market. That's what they. That's the only thing SMU is riding on those coattails.
That's about it. Stanford and Cal, I don't know what the TV markets are, but aside from that, Stanford offers the most sports of any school in the country. And that may impact them positively or negatively. I don't know what all sports that the ACC offers, but Stanford and Cal in the last Olympic Games combined had over 100 Olympians. They're very powerful in the Olympic sports. And Stanford, as we know, has been pretty darn good in football. And Cal has had its moments. So on the surface, that's what I think the ACC might be gaining. And good point, very good point about SMU.
33-49 on the text line. What happens to non-revenue sports? Well, no one really is thinking about non-revenue sports at this point. It's a 20-hour round-trip flight from Cal and Stanford from the Bay Area to most of the schools they are going to play in the ACC. I mean, think about that. The bottom line is this. Okay, the Pac-12 may survive, Mark, because there is no sand volleyball in Syracuse, New York. I got news for everybody out there. It's just not happening. You're going to see, you know, men's volleyball, beach volleyball, a lot of those sports remain with maybe the moniker of Pac-12. I mean, Iowa doesn't have beach volleyball yet. We know that. Don't think it's coming anytime soon. So USC and UCLA don't have anybody to play with as far as those sports in the Big Ten is concerned. So you still may see the Conference of Champions remain and some of the Olympic sports, the non-revenue sports, if you will. You're going to have some tremendously long road trips for some of these non-revenue sports. Because they're just not going to, I mean, I'm talking like week-long to 10-day-long where you're not going to be in class for a long, long time because you're going to be on your East Coast swing one number one. Go back, and then you're going to go back to your East Coast swing number two for another 10 days. But that's, let's face it, football and basketball are moving the needle on this. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts?
I think the scheduling is going to be fascinating. I really do, because you look at the Big Ten, and already, you know, Midwestern teams are making trips to Penn State and Rutgers and Maryland. You know, in football, they're one-offs. You know, they're not staying a week after playing Penn State and then playing Maryland. In basketball, you know, you're going to make a trip for two games out east and then two or three weeks later, two games to the West Coast to play USC and UCLA. I'm really fascinated by what kind of scheduling is going to come about.
And a lot of these non-revenue Olympics teams, they bus in the day before all this silly realignment took place. You're not busing from Palo Alto to Clemson, South Carolina. That's going to take 2 days driving nonstop to go from point A to point B right there. You're going to have to fly.
Yeah, busing would just be silly, Scott.
Yeah. Well, hey, Lord knows the word silly has been tossed about a few times as far as realignment is concerned. So ACC is 18 now, and your thoughts, welcome. If you'd like to chime in at 319-366-1600. We're going to have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you. That'll be coming up in just a little bit, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're They are online at emilshideaway.com. We will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But we've got football to talk about, on-field football. Mark, as Iowa State, UNI all open their seasons tomorrow. Of course, UNI and Iowa State will go at it head-to-head at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. It's going to be a sultry one there. It's going to be a steamy one in Iowa City, as well as the Hawkeyes will entertain Utah State. Maybe not quite as steamy, starting things off at 11:03 in the morning with the kickoff, but it's still going to be downright warm. If you have not yet, if you're headed off to Iowa City tomorrow, if you have not yet taken a look at what the University of Iowa has put out as far as traffic is concerned, you may want to do that. The one point they are adamant about is just avoid at all costs going, exiting on First Avenue from I-80, the construction going on right now on the overpass, et cetera, et cetera. It is down to one lane, and as our friend David Eichholt put it on Twitter today, it is a nightmare not on a football Saturday. Fry Fest going on today as well, and I'm sure that's going to be even more traffic to that particular area. But there's a lot of, here's a bulletin. There's a lot of construction in Iowa City.
There is, and parking will be impacted as well. I have not looked at the Ames weather, but I'm sure it's similar to Iowa City. I mean, a kickoff at 11:03, it's going to be in the high 70s, low 80s. Yeah, not bad. The hottest part of the day is going to be near the end of the game when it gets close to 90, if not beyond.
True. Cyclone Tim on the text line with one more question. Are we done with realignment now? And sorry about your Reds today, Tim. They fell in game one to the Cubs today. And I agree with you. I think the Reds are about done. Never say never if we're done with realignment. I think we are for the moment, save for Oregon State and Washington State and where they end up, which is, I don't see anywhere else but the Mountain West as the landing spot for those two universities. Are we done? We're done at least until all these television contracts come around again. And then it's Katie bar the door one more time. You got to think. So I think we're going to have a respite for a while. I think we're going to have a respite for a while, Tim. But, hey, never say never. Never say never. Bring back the train, says 4702. How many people missed the Hawkeye Express? Yeah, how many people miss it out there? 319-366-1600. Iowa kicks off their season against Utah State tomorrow. By the way, our podcast it's available right now. Ready to go, Isaac? Okay, he's shaking his head. And that is available on our website at kgymradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We talk over Iowa and Utah State yesterday with myself and Mark and Todd Brommelkamp, as well as Spencer Wagon. Do yourself a favor and check it out. And we thank you for doing it. Again, it's at our website at kgymradio.com. And it's a game Iowa should win, Mark. And there's a lot of, I think there are a lot of questions that people want answered tomorrow. I know with you, it's the offensive line. I'm kind of right there with you. Is Cade McNamara going to play? I think he's going to play a little bit tomorrow. At least Kirk Ferentz would like to get the rust off a little bit, keep him healthy, keep him upright, and get him out of there. Maybe Deacon Hill comes in then. I don't think it's going to be Joe Labus coming up tomorrow, coming off the injury. I think people want to see Son of Flipper catch a few passes along with Caleb Brown. They want to see what Eric All can do. If you're going to be an All-American, Lachey's got to catch some passes. And watch the two punters go at it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get all our answers by mid-afternoon, and I think you covered my feelings about the game. More details on Before the Boom for all of us. But in the Emos Hideaway Pick 6, we're going to pick this game at Iowa -25.5. Now, that has been bet down, as I understand, to around 23, but we're going to go with 25.5. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. And we did not include Iowa State and you and I on the picks because oftentimes all the major books do not post odds on the FBS, FCS games. But I did see one line. Iowa State favored by 21,
ooh,
which has since bet down to about 18. Boy, that's a lot of points.
That
Scott.
Is a lot of points when you have a lot of question marks. We're getting a lot of train love now on the text line. Matt in Fairfax wanted to take his son on the train. And a little bit more about realignment here. Maybe the two remaining Pac-12 teams will go to the Big 12, says 6441. Todd talked this morning about the Pac-12 keeping their name and adding those Mountain West teams. I don't know. If you're the Pac-12, do you just say, okay, we had a great run. What a tradition-rich conference it was. And here lies the Pac-12, or the Pacific Coast Conference, as it was first called. I don't know. I guess it's up to those folks. But to me, that's just the Mountain West. That's the Mountain West. But remains to be seen. That's not going to be our call. Matt also wants to see what kind of dude Nick Jackson is. It's obviously tough to replace Campbell, but Jackson is supposed to be a stud. He's actually not going to be the middle linebacker. That's Jay Higgins. But it's going to be, I believe he's going to be the weak side linebacker, is Mr. Jackson. I'd have to double check on that, but I believe I saw that as far as the two deeps are concerned on the depth chart out there. You expect a lot of points tomorrow. You expect the Iowa defense to do its thing. And how about seasonal predictions for Iowa State? You and I, if you'd like to go in that direction as well. 319-366-1600. I think, and we'll get to our official picks coming up here in just a little bit, Mark, but I think everybody is pretty much in an agreement that Iowa, they're a 25-point favorite, as you said, down to 23 right now in some books. I think they're going to win tomorrow. It would be a big upset if they didn't. Iowa State and UNI, I think it's going to be a very interesting game at Jack Trice Stadium. We shall see. We haven't got to Nebraska yet. Yes, we will get to Nebraska, Sean, coming up in just a little bit. What a game that was. Maybe not the best game played last night, but certainly it was entertaining and came right down to the end right there. You got a prediction on Iowa, Mark?
For tomorrow?
I want to say the season. We got to give our season picks for Iowa and Iowa State.
I think the floor is 8-4. The ceiling is 10-2. So I'm going to go 9-3. And which of those games are losses? I'm not going to really venture a guess, but you know, ho hum, another 9-3 season. You know, and will it be enough to win the Big Ten West? You know, maybe in a tie, because I think I was going to lose two Big Ten games.
I'm kind of right there with you. I can see 9-3. I can also see 8-4. I think it's going to be 9-3. Iowa State, as usual, is just going to be pivotal for both schools, depending on what happens tomorrow over there in Ames. I'm going to say 9-3 and 6-3 in the Big Ten, which I think gets you at least a tie. But I'm thinking that Wisconsin is going to win the tiebreaker. That was my prediction on Before the Boom, just to let the kitty out of the bag right there. But you never know. You never know how it plays out. You got to keep Cade McNamara upright. Nothing against Joe Labus, nothing against Deacon Hill. Cade McNamara is the man. That's the guy you brought in to be QB1, and he has got to stay upright and in 12 games so you could possibly get to a 13th or a 14th game. Mike from Marengo says, I think you see a very blah game offensive-wise tomorrow. Don't want to show too much and don't want to get Cade hurt on the job. Get it done. get it out of there. I would agree. I think that would be the perfect MO for a steamy Saturday for Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz. Not a lot talked about the old 25-point clause lately. Have a feeling it may come up on Tuesday. We'll see. 319-366-1600. How about, Mark, how about your thoughts about Iowa State? I don't think anybody can rightly say they have the pulse on what Iowa State football is going to do this year. We talked to Rob Gray yesterday, who covers the Cyclones for the Gazette and for Cyclone Fanatic, and I don't even think Rob has a pulse on exactly how this year is going to play out for Iowa State. He said anywhere between 4 and 8 wins, basically.
Yeah, it's really hard to handicap this team. The gambling investigation certainly impacted this club, losing the starting quarterback in Hunter Deckers and starting running back, or at least the incumbent, in Jarrell Brock. But aside from the experience aspect, I think Iowa State is fairly well equipped at those two positions. After all, it has 5 running backs who may play in the game tomorrow. And I think it has a very good defensive backfield, kind of a hard luck team last year. I'm going to say 6-6 for Iowa State.
You're one better than me. I have 5-7. I have 5-7 for Iowa State. I had, before all the gambling, I had Iowa State winning over Iowa. Iowa State has to perform very, very well tomorrow to change my mind on that. Now, Iowa State won in Iowa City last year, so it definitely is possible. Definitely is possible at home. But with all the question marks and with new personnel, et cetera, young team in some places, I think I'm going 5-7. I'm going 5-7 for Iowa State. Isaac, do you want to throw your 2 cents in here for Iowa and Iowa State?
Yeah, Iowa.
On the record?
Yeah, Iowa feels 9-3, 10-2. I think if they beat Wisconsin, they'll be 10-2, losing to Penn State and some other, maybe like Nebraska at the end of the season, if Nebraska gets things going, sort of thing. And then Iowa State, man, I don't know. There's just not a, I don't feel very, there's not a lot of positivity going around with that program right now with everything that's going on. So, yeah, 4 or 5 wins. I don't think they get to a bowl game. I don't think they make it to the 6 win mark.
Mark's got him in a bowl game. He's going to keep
it. That'd be a positive for
him. He's going to keep it over us if Iowa State gets to a bowl. Everybody, Cyclone Tim's going to keep it over you and I. You and me, not you and I, not University of Northern Iowa. You and me if Iowa State makes a bowl game.
I think.
And they can.
They can. I think this year will be more of a building year. I think they'll probably, I would start Cole and just kind of see, give him experience. And then this year, you know, if it doesn't go great, I don't think Campbell or anything gets blamed. I think it's just a bad situation for him. And so you can kind of throw Cole out there and get him NCAA experience.
There you go. 319-366-1600. Darren on the text line says, Iowa better run it up in as many teams as they can to pad Brian's numbers. See, it's not even Tuesday yet, and already we got that going. We got that going.
I hope that doesn't become too much of a focal point, but you know it will. When Iowa scores 6 or 10 points at Penn State, and on and on and on, there's tough teams defensively in the Big Ten. We'll talk about 2 of them that were in action tonight. Final shot on parting shot on Iowa State. I personally think they're going to be better than advertised, but how much, I really don't know.
Keep in mind all those close games last year that went on the right-hand column instead of the left-hand column. So, going to be interesting to see. We're going to get an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you, and we'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. But first, Troy, kind enough to give us a call from Muscatine County here on a Friday. Troy, how you doing?
It's great to have some college football to watch. It's exciting. Thanks for the coverage.
You bet.
My question today was, did you see the play that happened where Minnesota, late in the game, 27 seconds left, they got penalties? And then there was an automatic 10-second runoff, that actually worked to their benefit.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Do you see that as a strategy moving forward? The team's getting, let's say you get inside the 10-yard line and you got goal to go and the other team doesn't have any timeouts. You just false start if you got 30 seconds left to tick it down two times.
Well, you're saying P.J. Fleck would do something like that, Troy?
Hey, anything to an advantage, right? They didn't give Nebraska a chance. With that penalty, they were backed up outside of their 40-yard line, which meant on that third down, if they didn't make it, they had to either take a long field goal, which would risk, you know, missing it, giving Nebraska the ball back with 15 seconds left or so.
Yeah. I suppose that it is a strategic move. Anything is possible, though. I mean, you could turn it over in the next play, miss a field goal, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, I don't think they did it on purpose, but there are coaches out there that are probably thinking the same thing that you are, Troy, that, hey.
Well, it's reminiscent of years ago. Remember the Tate to Holloway play when they used to wind the clock after a penalty?
Oh, yeah.
But this is – you can use this as a strategy. It's just a stupid rule.
Probably one that needs to be amended a little bit. By the way, Drew Tate did not know that the clock was moving. We all know that right now. Hey, enjoy Labor Day weekend, Troy. Thanks.
Hoping for 25 points or more.
There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mr. Euchre says Tom Allen in Indiana deserves a big victory. If you have to play Ohio State tomorrow night, might be a good time. He's taking the 30 for sure. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll see. Tom Allen might be in some trouble if things don't go well in Hoosier land this year. And just remember, he was the toast of the town, 3 years ago for Indiana, taking him to a big, big season and a great bowl game. Then it was Mel Tucker at Michigan State. He got paid, and now Mel Tucker is a little bit on a – I don't think it's a hot seat, but it's starting to get lukewarm in East Lansing a little bit. Mark, we owe everyone an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And, of course, big thanks to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody at Emil's. They do a tremendous job. They're open at 4 o'clock. Find out more by going to their website at emilshideaway.com.
Two more additions of note to practice squads in the NFL. Dorrice Fountain, former UNI and Chicago Bears player, was signed by Detroit. And Christian Welch, former Iowa linebacker, was signed to the Green Bay Packers practice squad. Iowa continued its fine play in field hockey this afternoon with a 3-0 victory at Fairfield out on the East Coast. Sunday, Iowa plays Albany. Of course, the Hawkeyes defeated #1 North Carolina last week. The Atlanta Braves' Ronald Acuna became the first player in Major League history to hit 30 home runs and steal 60 bases in a season. Others had done 30 and 50, but Acuna is the first to go 30-60. And finally, on the Major League scoreboard, just one game and it's complete. As you mentioned, the Cubs defeated the Reds 6-2 in the first of two. Second game scheduled to start about 5 p.m. And I believe Mitch Keller, the Cedar Rapidian, goes tonight in search of his 12th victory at St. Louis.
There you go, your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit about Minnesota-Nebraska from last night, and then get you ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 right after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it's going to be a warm afternoon. Temperatures are going to be climbing into the mid-80s, but the humidity stays low, so not too bad. As we head into tonight, that drier air will lead to some comfortable weather this evening. Temperatures drop down to a low around 60. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with temperatures climbing into the low 90s, so getting toasty. Humidity won't be bad, but you still want to make sure you're staying hydrated and taking breaks inside. We'll have the 90s through the upcoming Labor Day weekend. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. Protect your trim and walls with Scotch Painter's Tape. It stays on any surface and can be easily removed without leaving any sticky residue behind. Make your painting project easier and get a 2-inch wide roll for $6.99 after 11% rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at the
Labor Day weekend just got even better. Now through September 4th, IMON is offering new internet customers a $100 gift card. You heard that right. We'll give you a $100 MasterCard gift card when you sign up for IMON Internet. It's our way of celebrating our hardworking community this Labor Day. To recap, that's fast, reliable internet and a $100 gift card. What's not to love? Hurry, this special offer ends September 4th. Call or visit go.imon.net/radio to make the switch today. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Dive deep into the world of sports betting on WagerWise every Wednesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Powered by Betfred Sportsbook.
3:39, we're going to get the panel together for the first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 here in a moment. A couple of folks letting us know that 380 South right now at the S-curve, southbound at the S-curve, is at a standstill, complete standstill right now. So if you are on the north side of Cedar Rapids or in Hiawatha, Center Point, et cetera, and you need to get through Cedar Rapids, find an alternate route and try it that way. But again, thanks for the traffic updates. 380 southbound at the S-curve is at a standstill. Mark, real quick, Minnesota-Nebraska last night. Maybe not the prettiest game, but P.J. Fleck will disagree with you because Minnesota pulled victory out of the jaws of defeat, and you can put it the other way for Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who again suffered an absolute gut punch. And a game that had maybe the best catch I have ever seen by Mr. Jackson for a touchdown. Did the reverse toe tap. Reverse toe tap. That's hard to do.
Was it, though? Minnesota with a 13-10 victory and a last-second field goal. It was Daniel Jackson's catch in the end zone with 2.5 minutes left, which tied the ball game. And I've looked at that replay a few times, and I don't know that he was in. I don't know. Maybe wishful thinking, but if he was in, tremendous catch, probably a highlight reel catch of the season. So potentially impactful result for Minnesota last night. I look at their schedules. I mean, Minnesota plays next at North Carolina, a ranked team right now. It also has to play Michigan at home, at Iowa, at Ohio State, and home against Wisconsin. That's a pretty difficult road, but Minnesota's got a very good defense, and Nebraska isn't far behind. So this Big Ten is going to be full of terrific defensive players.
Yeah. Don't expect a lot of shootouts as far as the Big Ten West is concerned. 3108, who's a Gopher fan, says the Gophers snuck one out. Offense looked like trash, but if that QB can improve with Daniel Jackson at wide receiver, and maybe that safety play by Tyler Newman could win some games. Yes. And yeah, John agrees with you, but it was out of bounds. Hey, they gave it to him. That's all that matters, right? If you're a Gopher fan, that is all that matters. They gave it to you.
Yeah, and I think John was talking about the catch Jackson made before that touchdown.
True.
And he's right. He was out of bounds. But as I said, potentially impactful game last night for Minnesota. And I actually thought Nebraska looked – I mean, Jeff Sims did not have a very good game. Three interceptions. Nebraska, very competitive.
Very competitive, and they're going to be a problem for people. And they're going to get it to be a bigger problem for people under Matt Rhule. All right, pick six coming your way next here on KGYM. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and get involved with it.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $129 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Make the most of your land with a good, clean deal from City Tractor. Visit us at citytractor.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PREP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PREP to 42424. That's PREP to 42424.
At the Home Depot, Saturdays are about two things. The one-of-a-kind wood-fired flavor of a Traeger Ironwood XL grill.
And football.
That's right, Desmond Howard. Get fired up for the game in just a tap with Traeger's intuitive touchscreen. Then throw on your favorites and monitor the grill from anywhere with Wi-Fi technology. So you spend less time staring at the grill.
Which means more time for football.
For football. Upgrade your Saturday with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Be more cyber zen. Get NordVPN. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers, secure your devices from malware-infected downloads, and block access to malicious websites. With NordVPN, enjoy internet without trackers, without malicious websites, without malware-ridden files. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com.
3:45, Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Spencer on Sports is next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. More football frivolity coming up with Spencer here in just a little bit. He joins us here in studio. Dave Alec, usually with us, not with us today, but he left his picks with Mark. As we get ready for the first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, chance for one of our great listeners to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, just across from the Lindale Mall. And all you need to do is, once we give our fantastic, sure, not to go wrong picks, you hitch your wagon. You'll call Isaac and you hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. We ask you, please, one call per month, so we can get everybody involved in the contest. And if you hitch your wagon up to the correct picker, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway in Cedar Rapids. It's that simple. It's that simple, guys. Hello.
My laugh was after my epic fail of a first year doing this.
I'm sorry, you're Rookie of the Year.
One of the worst Rookie of the Year campaigns in history. Are we keeping records of this? I hope not.
I don't think there are any records. It was destroyed with the Pac-12.
True.
Mark, go ahead.
Okay, guys. And Dave, as you mentioned, going to be out today. First time he's ever missed on Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. He's scheduled to be back next week. I had a family commitment today, but I do have his picks. We're going to miss his knowledge, so to speak, on each pick. But first up is a game, Colorado getting 20.5 points at TCU. Deion Sanders' debut on the road. And Scott, as defending champion, you have the first pick.
Ooh. I was waiting for, like, you know, a big trumpet fanfare and things like that, being the defending champion. But no, we'll just move on. We'll move on. This is not a pick because I'm a big Prime fan, but this is more of, I think TCU is going to fall back a little bit this year. Max Duggan obviously is gone. Top wide receiver is gone. Many, many key components of that great TCU team from last year are gone. And I think they win this game, but I think Colorado keeps it fairly close. So I'm going to give the Colorado Fighting Transfers the 20.5 in this one.
Okay, I am up next, and I actually thought this game would be unanimous, but Scott ruined that. I'm going to take TCU. I think TCU is still going to be very solid, despite what you said, Scott, and might just want to put a knot on Colorado's head. Dave is up next, and he joins me in taking TCU.
I really don't want to start on an island cheering for prime time.
Oh, boy, you are on Buffalo Island. I hear it's beautiful over there this time of year.
I'm going to get transferred out.
I mean, it's one of the great experiments in college football. Can you just basically take the Jackson State team from last year and transfer it to Colorado? And I think Colorado was a bigger mess than people think. 1-11 last year. I mean, I think they'll be slightly better record-wise, but I think the rebuilding project is going to take a little while for Coach Prime there. So I will take TCU to win that win and cover the spread.
Second game is Boise State and Washington. Boise State on the road, a 14.5 point underdog. I am up first. I think Washington is going to be very, very good in a really a tough Pac-12 this year. But if you want to give me the hook and attach it to a feisty Boise team, I'll take it. Give me Boise. Dave has picked Washington. Spencer.
I'll go with Dave. Try to rub off of him on some of his success, or have some of his success rub off on me. Maybe I just think the Huskies and Michael Penix Jr. are going to have a pretty good year, and I don't think this is the same. Boise State's a pretty good team. I think they're picked to win the Mountain West, but I will take the Huskies over the Broncos.
Does this count as a Big Ten game, Pac-12 game, or a Mountain West game, or just is it a Pac-12 soon to be Mountain West Pac-12 game? I don't know.
All three.
I think Boise, I said about 3 weeks ago, I think Boise is the team to watch. And I don't know if they win this thing, but they're going to keep it awfully close. I'm with Mark. I'm going with the Broncos in this one.
Okay, game three is going to be played at Bank America Stadium in Charlotte. North Carolina, a 2.5 point favorite over South Carolina. Dave is up first, and he is selecting North Carolina. Spencer.
This one's tough. I think this might be like one of the best games of the weekend, simply because I think a lot of points are going to be scored. UNC's defense last year was atrocious. South Carolina, I know they had a better end of the season than a start to the season. They had that upset win over Tennessee. They beat Clemson, too. Knocked Clemson, essentially, out of the playoff. I think they're riding a little momentum. It's Drake May versus Spencer Rattler, two pretty solid quarterbacks. I'm going to go on a limb and say South Carolina wins over UNC just for fun. How about that?
Oh, it's Scott. Fun. It's fun, all right. It's fun, all right. South Carolina, nobody wanted to play them last year at the end of the season. And you're right about North Carolina's defense. Give me 2.5 points, and Spencer Rattler, I will take him. I will take the Gamecocks.
Yeah, as Spencer alluded to, Drake May, Spencer Rattler, I think is going to be must-see TV. And As he mentioned as well, South Carolina finishing strong. And, yeah, I'm going to take the 2.5 as well. This could be a one-point game decided on a field goal. So, therefore, I'll take the points and South Carolina. Okay, Spencer, you are up next for game four. It is a Big Ten. Well, it's not exactly a clash, but it's a Big Ten game. Northwestern getting 6.5 points at Rutgers, and this is a Sunday game.
I would have to lead with this one, wouldn't I?
You would.
That's my punishment for finishing last year. You know, Rutgers being favored in this one is a strange territory to be in, I feel like. There's a lot of questions surrounding Northwestern. Not a lot was expected of them before the whole hazing situation and Pat Fitzgerald getting fired. I think they have some decent players that are still on that roster. I think there's just too much turmoil to go with Northwestern. So maybe for the first time in the history of my life picking college games, I'm going to take Rutgers and the 6.5.
What is something I never thought I would say, Alex, for 500? I am taking Rutgers. I did say in the podcast, I think Rutgers is going to be better this year than people think. So I'm going to go with the Knights.
I'm going to be on an Evanston Island. I mean, for those of you out there, for no apparent reason. I mean, brand new coach, the turmoil, whatnot. But have you heard two peeps out of the Northwestern camp lately?
Nope.
Give me the 6.5 in Northwestern.
What about Dave, though?
Are you guys laughing?
No, not yet. No. Not yet. But if Dave takes Rutgers, then we will laugh.
Yes, Dave picked Rutgers.
Ah!
I have both your numbers, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, game five. Scott, you're back up. It is a Sunday game playing at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. It's LSU, a 2.5-point favorite over Florida State.
LSU is my surprise pick to possibly get into the Final Four. Love you, Cajun Troy. Go Tigers. Mark.
I thought you said the same thing about Florida State.
No. Nope.
Maybe that was just about in the ACC. I don't know. But I like Florida State in this spot. If there's ever a team or a time to play LSU, it's now. So I'll take Florida State in the points. Dave selects LSU as well. Am I on another island, Spencer?
This is a tough one, too. I think it's going to be probably the best game of the weekend, you know, just for sake of quality of team. Florida State, I think, is going to be a pretty solid football team. LSU is a revenge factor there after how they lost in week one last season. I'm going to take LSU just based on the revenge factor, so I'll do a hearty go Tigers.
Go Tigers. I can't do Ed Orgeron.
Never been to Tallahassee, but I might be visiting it soon. I don't know. Game six and the tiebreaker. I am up. It is at Kinnick Stadium, 11:03 tomorrow morning. Utah State getting 25.5 points at Iowa. Guys, I spent all week thinking that that's too many points. But when it came time to do the before the boom yesterday and for these picks, I just think Utah State is outmatched, and I will take Iowa. And the tiebreaker is total points that Iowa will score, and I've got 38. Dave also selects Iowa, and for the tiebreaker, he has Iowa scoring 31. Ah. Spencer.
I said on Before the Boom, Iowa 30-6. So in the terms of picking against the spread, that is technically a Utah State cover. But I think Iowa wins. And as I said, my tiebreaker is 30.
So you're taking the Utah State?
Yes.
Okay.
Iowa wins the game, but Utah State just barely covers.
I've got Iowa. And I'm very reluctantly going with the Hawkeyes at 25.5. That scares me a little bit. Dave took my 31 because I said 31-7, so I'll go 32 just to not complicate things. So there you go. Those are the picks from the panel for our first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We need four contestants to give us a call right now to Isaac at 319-366-1600. Pick one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. You got football coming up, right?
All football all the time.
There you go. Why not? And have a great Labor Day, everybody. We will be back on Tuesday and take a look back at this Labor Day sports weekend for you. Spencer on Sports coming your way next on KGYM. And we will talk to everybody on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra?